Good morning, guys. It is 12:16 p.m. I am live streaming right now in Big Bear. This new segment is going to be talking about an important issue called Now I Know How Jordan Wood Feels. What started off as a Big Bear vacation ended in dramatics. Fueled by jealousy, hate, and speculations, I became the target. Not being accountable for her own actions, Jane Doe took the time to pick on me and tried to make the issues of her problems onto mine. The problem is not me. The problem is your man. The problem is you. The problem is the issues in your unrealistic relationship expectations. The cowardly act to put blame on an innocent woman is redundant. That's how Jordan felt when she was negatively attacked on social media. I think it is saddening and pathetic that women do this to each other, to womankind. Instead of listening and reaching out to each other and empowering one another and being able to talk about issues accordingly, we attack another. Why do we do this? I really do not understand it. This is a real life experience. It's a real life experience. I was invited to this Big Bear vacation, and instead of acting accordingly and being the woman that talks in a calm tone and sharing both sides of the story, Jane Doe decides to want to negatively attack me and put the target on me. What issues you have with your man, it is not my problem. Ladies, you guys need to understand that if men cheat on you, there's a high probability that women won't know. The girlfriend won't know and the side girl won't know. That is most likely how it goes. And then we have other scenarios where, unfortunately, the women do know and they don't just give a shit. So what I want to know is why? Why do we feel like we need to attack the other woman? At the end of the day, the choice is your man's dick in between her vagina and inside of her. It is not the woman's fault. She does not know what's going on. So why attack the woman? It would only make sense to want to address these issues about your relationship to your man, not to the woman, because the woman is innocent. And this is what I hate. I hate how everyone attacked Jordan. At the end of the day, maybe they were broken up. And maybe, yeah, she liked them and maybe there was alcohol involved. We do not know. Everything is a speculation. We don't know the story, the background behind it. I'm not saying Jordan, you know, is perfect. She has some blame. But at the end of the day, I truly don't think that she was in her right senses. And I think that she was probably manipulated by the other guy. Same thing in other relationships. Men manipulate women. And they'll lie so good and make it seem like, you know, they're into you and then they have this thing for you and then they end up cheating on their girlfriend with you. Women, don't feel bad. I get it. You might cry. You might like the dude and he fucked up and, you know, it's fucked up on both sides, to be honest, that someone would cheat on you. And it's saddening for the other person to find out that, hey, you know what, like, you used me this whole time, I didn't even know you had a girl. Sucks. And I know that feeling. It's a very uncomfortable setting to be in, where I have a situation where this person was using me for emotional support, sexual gain, and to end up knowing that he has a girlfriend, it's just like, wow, dude, like, you just did that. Like, you really, like, put me in that situation. Mind you, I have asked this person, are you involved with anyone, like, relationship wise? I knew there was a girl involved, but I did not know that it was a relationship. All I was told was that, hey, we're just having casual sex. So at the end of the day, casual sex is casual sex to me, and I engaged in casual sex with this person thinking, okay, yeah, you know, we're just hooking up and it may lead to something. But the cowardly act to attack me on something I did not know is fucked up. And that's what this girl did to me last night. You know, she wanted to be heard. She's like, you fucked my man. I said, I didn't fuck your man. And the way I said it was, I didn't fuck him, he fucked me. That's what that means. And I think it's very cowardly of her to put blame on me. You have issues in your relationship because of the way you are and the way you control this person. And I can see why this person would want to cheat on you. Is it right for him to cheat? No, I'm not making an exception for his cheating behavior. I'm not saying it's okay, but you are incorrect and you are wrong in every single way to come for me. The same thing for ladies out there. You guys are coming for women that don't know. That's fucked up and unacceptable. And instead of talking to each other and hearing woman to woman, the ignorance, the hate, the jealousy to talk down on someone and put all the blame on someone that didn't know anything is saddening. And it's really saddening actually for Jordan Woods. I do feel bad for her because everyone's attacking her. And this is how I felt last night in Big Bear. Everyone was attacking me. And I'm just like, what the fuck did I actually do? I was invited. And, you know, I wasn't invited to be treated like this. So I guess we can take from this is that try to look both sides of the story. Try to look from her point of view, your point of view. Look at it in a broader spectrum. Have compassion. Hear the woman out. Don't be a fucking bitch. Like, let a woman tell you how she feels, vice versa. I think both people should actually express their feelings and not be attacked. And not be blamed for things. And he said, she said. And this is a problem in relationships, is that things just never work out for people sometimes because no one is accountable. Especially the one that wants to put blame on the other woman. You're not accountable, but you should be. Anyways, I am going to end the segment now. You guys have a wonderful day, and I hope you took something from this.